This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last season, the Bills' offense ranked 20th in third down conversion percentage. Through 6 weeks of the season, the offense has ranked first with a 56% conversion rate. What is the biggest factor that is leading to more success on converting third downs this season?
Well, I think guys getting open, is the first part of it. The concepts that we have called up, I think comes before that actually, but, you know, Coach Dable's doing a good job of putting us in position to go out there and execute. Our guys are doing a good job of getting open and making plays with the ball in their hands. So, it's probably one of the most important stats in football is third down conversions. And we got to continue to find ways to keep getting those first downs, keep moving the chains. And, you know, we haven't done a great enough job of that in the last couple of weeks, but, it is promising having those numbers on third down. So, but again, we got to continue to find ways to keep that going.
Thank you.
Yep.
Big Josh, my guy, how you doing? Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. How you doing?
There we go, Mook. What's up?
How you doing, man? You know, teams are starting to play, you know, that two-man shell, dropping eight in coverage. You know, how consistently, how challenging is it, you know, for you guys to be consistent at what you guys do best, knowing that, you know, you're going to be facing those three to four-man pressures?
I don't think it's super, super complex what they're doing. You know, myself, I got to do a better job of staying patient, taking what they give me early on. Force them to come up and really try to take our outlets away. And then that's when we get our chunk plays. But, you know, early on in the game, just getting going, just throwing some underneath stuff, letting our guys kind of get warm. And again, you know, if you start completing these underneath stuff, you know, the defense's reaction, they're going to have to play up and defend that too. So we got to make them defend all parts of the field. And, you know, I haven't been doing a good enough job of that in the last couple of weeks. So really it's staying patient and taking what the defense gives us.
Absolutely. So, you know, being a leader of this team, Josh, and I know that, hey, you're your own worst critic. How do you get your team refocused and re-energized to go into battle on Sunday?
I mean, there's really nothing that needs to be said or done here. You know, we're very internally driven. We know what we have to do. You know, everything is still in front of us, you know, if we want to go out and get it. So we understand that. We know that. You know, we're not going to let last couple of weeks, you know, put us in the tank. We're a resilient group, and we're going to keep grinding and finding ways to get better. And, you know, we're looking forward to Sunday, putting a good showing out there and putting our best foot forward, try to go win a game.
Absolutely, man. I know you'll get the job done. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Boop.
Hey, Josh, Dan Fates up in Rochester. Micah Hyde said last year when you guys were 2-0 that confidence is a hell of a drug. Seemed like there was all the confidence in the world when you guys were 4-0. Is there something that you do? You know, they talk about basketball shooters going and looking back at their good games. Like, do you go back to try and shake off these last 2 weeks? Because it's probably natural to have your confidence shaken a little bit.
No, I think, you know, the analogy of you using the basketball player, shoot or shoot, we're going to keep shooting. We're not going to let, like I said, the last couple games throw us in the tank. We're going to keep trying to do what we do. You know, Coach Dable's going to call a good game. We're going to go out there, we're going to execute how we're supposed to execute. And, you know, once we get things rolling again on Sunday, you know, that'll obviously instill some confidence. But we're a confident group, and we got a tough opponent this week, and we know that, and we're not going to, you know, go in there and, you know, just we ought to go in there and let loose, but we got to make sure we're doing things the right way throughout the week and practicing hard and, you know, trying to go execute a game plan that, you know, Dable puts in front of us.
If I could just have one follow-up, just your reaction to Quentin Spain being released today. It seemed to catch a lot of us off guard. Your just initial reaction.
Yeah, I mean, love Q. You know, he's a great teammate. I wish him the best. Obviously, that's above my pay grade and not part of my job. But anytime you have a teammate get released or whatever the case is, it's sad. You're losing part of your locker room. But so we wish him the best. But we gotta focus on a game on Sunday.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, it's Kim Jones. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kim. Good to see you.
Good. Great to see you, as always. I'm playing off a couple of my colleagues' questions because I think we're all a little bit on the same page. But I'm just curious, when I looked back, and I did this last night, I wanted to look back at your game against the Rams. And you guys looked like such a confident group, and obviously the comeback was remarkable. Is there any of that feeling, like, I'm not talking about you being taking the underneath stuff and everything, because I understand all of that, but is there a feeling you guys have to kind of get back after these last couple weeks?
I think it's just finding a groove. Last couple weeks, we haven't been sustaining drives. We haven't been able to really stay on the field. We haven't had that many possessions either. So we understand that, when we have our possessions, we can't take them for granted. We got to go try to put up points. So once we get back in that groove, I think that feeling of just moving the ball again, like kind of what we did in that one of those last drives against Kansas City, we know we can do it, and we just got to go out there. We got to execute the game plan and the call. And, myself, it starts with me. So, and I understand that. So, we'll be better. We're going to have a good week of practice this week, and get all of our attention focused towards the Jets.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, Josh, I know you never go against technically the opposing team's quarterback, but when you know the capabilities of the guy under center on the opposite side of the field from you, is it easy or difficult to maybe try to press a little harder or try to do too much in games like that?
I'm sure for some people, and I don't know if I was pressing early on, but I was, I had a couple opportunities down the field that we didn't hit on. And, again, I got to be better. But whether it's understanding the situation, knowing that, their guy's extremely good and we don't want to give him more possessions than he needs, maybe that thought process and that mindset kind of has to take precedent over, touchdown first. So, again, it's a learning moment. We're not going to let one game define it, but we got to do our job on offense, and it starts with me.
And going kind of following from that, a lot of people, probably myself included, called this a get right game for you, for both sides of the ball. But is that a healthy line of thinking from a player, from a team standpoint, to see an opponent as a get right game?
Never. No. It's hard to win in this league. We understand that. We got to go in there, put our best foot forward. We got to execute the game plan. It doesn't matter if a team's undefeated or 0-5 or whatever the case may be. Any given Sunday, things can happen. So we got to stay on top of our game and make sure we're executing the game plan. And, they've seen us once. And, I know this since, going back to Pee Wee football, it's hard to beat teams twice, after they've seen you before. So we got to understand that, and we got to take some of their punches early, and we got to bounce back and throw some ourselves. So again, it's one of those games where it's a division game. They're tough to win, and we got to be ready for it.
Gotcha. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So you have been consistently a guy who is accountable. In every opportunity from the first time you joined this team, and it's no different now. I know. My question though is, do you feel a sense, because you do put so? This isn't about putting pressure on you. I want to make it clear. It's about the need to do what you know you're there to do. Step up and to kind of take charge, be the guy. And I feel like in Bill's past years, those top players, which you're one, that's when they rise. The situations like this, lose two in a row. Okay, it's time for me. It's a team game. But do you feel more of that sense of, hey, I have to do my part in the biggest way possible?
Yeah. It's a loaded question, but I think doing my part, sometimes it's doing less. allowing myself to trust my teammates around me and taking the check down when possible and not trying to force things down the field. So I got to go out there. I just got to make the right decisions, make the right throws, allow our guys to, you know, catch the ball in space and make some plays for us. So I think it's, I mean, it's not as simple as it sounds, but, you know, it can be as simple as that. Just, you know, doing my job, whatever is asked upon me, and making the right decisions.
And one follow-up, when you look at it as a whole, the core of what this team is, and, you know, Stefan and Devin and looking around, the defensive guys, I just feel like, again, at the core, whatever that is, in your case, like you said, sometimes it's doing less, but it's doing the thing, the right thing that makes you slam it home. It's like, okay, we're good. We believe in ourselves. We believe we're a really good team, but this is like the time you have to show it. And those who are perceived as being key guys, right, need to be at that level. Do you feel that sense of accountability among not just yourself, I mean, you and others in that boat?
Yeah, and it's the same. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and, you know, we got to show out. And, you know, but again, it's not a week-by-week basis or – you know, every game you've got to show up. You got to find a way to show up, or else you have a chance to lose that game, you know, all of the last 2 weeks. So we got to find ways that, you know, our guys step up and make plays for us. And, you know, like I said, it starts with me.
Thank you, Josh.
Hey, Josh. You know, we talked a lot of times last year with Mitch and Dion about, you know, the kind of mindset that John Feliciano brought to the line. I mean, do you feel like he can kind of energize things for you guys? I mean, getting a guy like that, a locker room guy back like that, and the way that he plays the game with that nasty style, when he gets back, could that energize you guys a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. And he's a guy that, you know, everybody in the locker room loves him, and he's got an energy, and he's got a dog to him. So, you know, just having his presence around and trying to keep everybody, you know, on the same page. And he's one of those guys that really, you know, gets guys to rally around him. So, you know, whenever if we get him back this week or the next week or whenever the case is, it'll be great to have him back on the field with us.
And you talked about how much, you know, growing up you were, you know, a sports fan and some of the memories that you have from those moments. Two tough games for Bills fans, obviously, you know, tough for you too. But what would be your message to those fans that, you know, are down in the dumps, that are questioning things after two tough games like this? What would you say to them?
Long season. We're 4-2. We had a good chance this week to go out and get back on track, and we had a tough division game that everybody gets excited for division games too. So I don't know what else to say. You know, we're gonna keep doing what we're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.